This week is Guide Dogs Week. So for this week's podcasts on English.com, we're talking about Guide Dogs for the Blind.
Yes, the Guide Dogs organisation trains dogs to help blind people. It's been going a long time, hasn't it, Jackie?
Yes, it started back in 1931 when two women trained four dogs.
So, four dogs then. How many guide dogs do they have today?
The organisation now is responsible for about 8,000 dogs.
So how are they trained?
Well, there's three main stages to the training, Richard. The first stage is when they're very, very little, when they're puppies. There, they're just made to play with each other and play with other people.
Right, and what's stage two?
Well, at about 6 weeks old, until they're a year old.
Oh, that's young.
Mm-hmm. All they do is they walk around. So they have puppy walking volunteers and they take the dogs everywhere, on public transport, in the city centre, in the countryside, so that the dogs are used to all the kind of things they will face in the future.
Right, okay. And stage three?
Well, that's probably the most important part. For 26 weeks, they go to a training school.
And then they learn to do these other specialised tasks.
Yes, 6 months intensive training, and they know how to deal with all the situations that might occur.
Great. So all this training, and then how long do they stay with their owners?
They're introduced to a possible person. Together, they have 3 weeks training.
Right.
And then if that works and the dog and the person are happy together, they stay together for about 6 to 7 years.
Right, OK. And this all sounds expensive.
It is expensive, you're right, Richard. £50,000 is the lifetime cost.
£50,000 per dog, basically.
Per dog.
Wow.
Yes.
And who pays for this? Where does the money come from?
All the money comes entirely from the public.
Wow. Fantastic. And we haven't asked, what type of dogs do they mainly use for these?
87% of the dogs are either Labradors, Golden...
like ours.
Yes, Golden Retrievers.
Okay.
Or a mix of both of them.
Because they're the easiest to train, is that right?
I think so, yes, yes.
And they do make a difference, don't they?
They certainly do. These dogs, they give a new life to people who can't see very well. It's fantastic.
And good for the dogs as well, I'm sure.
They get lots of walking.